Lamentation. Chapter 4. How has the gold become dim? How has the most fine gold changed? The stones of the sanctuary are poured out at the head of every street. The precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold, how are they esteemed as earthen pitchers, the work of the hands of the potter? Even the jackals draw out the breast, they nurse their young ones. The daughter of my people has become cruel, like the ostriches in the wilderness. The tongue of the nursing child clings to the roof of his mouth for thirst. The young children ask bread, and no man breaks it unto them. They that did eat delicacies are desolate in the streets. They that were brought up in scarlet embrace ash heaps. For the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom, that was overthrown as in a moment, with no hands laid on her. Her princes were purer than snow, they were whiter than milk, they were more ruddy in body than rubies, their appearance was of sapphire. Their appearance is now blacker than coal, they are not known in the streets, their skin cleaves to their bones, it is withered, it has become like a dry stick. They that are slain with the sword are better than they that are slain with hunger, for these pine away, stricken through for lack of the fruits of the field. The hands of the compassionate women have boiled their own children, they were their food in the destruction of the daughter of my people. The Lord has accomplished his fury, he has poured out his fierce anger, and has kindled a fire in Zion, and it has devoured its foundations. The kings of the earth, and all the inhabitants of the world, would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy should have entered into the gates of Jerusalem. For the sins of her prophets, and the iniquities of her priests, that have shed the blood of the just in the midst of her, they have wandered as blind men in the streets, they have polluted themselves with blood, so that men could not touch their garments. They cried unto them, "Depart, it is unclean, depart, depart, touch not," when they fled away and wandered. They said among the nations, "They shall no more sojourn there." The anger of the Lord has scattered them, he will no longer regard them. They respected not the persons of the priests, they favored not the elders. As for us, our eyes as yet failed, watching for our vain help, in our watching we have watched for a nation that could not save us. They hunt our steps, so that we cannot go in our streets. Our end is near. Our days are fulfilled, for our end has come. Our persecutors are swifter than the eagles of the heaven, they pursued us upon the mountains, they laid wait for us in the wilderness. The breath of our nostrils, the anointed of the Lord, was taken in their pits, of whom we said, "Under his shadow we shall live among the nations." Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, that dwells in the land of Uz, the cup also shall pass through unto you, you shall be drunk, and shall make yourself naked. The punishment of your iniquity is accomplished, O daughter of Zion, he will no more carry you away into captivity, he will punish your iniquity, O daughter of Edom, he will uncover your sins.